I am joined by Susan Jane Brown, an attorney and program director for the Environmental Law Center in Oregon, to talk about House Bill 2936, known both as the Resilient Federal Forests Act of 2017 and Westerman Bill, after its author, Bruce Westerman. Proponents, including our Colorado Congressman Scott Tipton, state that this bill will improve forest management activities, primarily by reducing the risk of wildfires and removing overgrown forest around electrical grids. It applies to National Forest System lands, public BLM lands, and tribal lands. They say, and I quote, to return resilience to overgrown, fire-prone, forested lands, and for other purposes. Now, Susan Jane, could you talk about those other purposes? You've called this bill a wish list from the timber industry. What provisions does it make?
Sure. Well, thanks for having me on today. I appreciate it. This piece of legislation is a wide-ranging piece of forestry legislation that, while I can be sympathetic to the stated purpose of the bill, it will actually have the opposite impact in a lot of ways. The legislation is really an attack on transparent management of our public lands. It takes the public out of management of its lands that are owned in common by all Americans, and really is a threat to sustainable wildlife populations, clean water, recreational opportunities, and sustainable timber economies in the western United States. So while it sounds like a good thing, in fact, if you actually read the legislation, I think it instead is really an attack on the democratic process and the management of our public lands, which are held in common by all of us.
The legislation also appears to revoke President Obama's recent expansion of the Cascade-Siskiyou National Monument in southwest Oregon and northwest California. Could you talk about this?
So the legislation has a number of provisions in it. It's a rather lengthy piece of legislation, and so there's really a hodgepodge of things that are in the bill. One of the things that is in there is an entire section that deals with the Oregon and California lands, which are located in southern Oregon and northern California. And recently, in 2017, before he left office, President Obama expanded the Cascade-Siskiyou National Monument, which is located in southern Oregon, and it is located on those Oregon and California lands. And the way that the legislation reads, it would essentially supersede the management of the monument lands that was set forward by President Obama and would repeal that monument designation. And I think that the other troubling aspect of the legislation is that the language is so broad and so poorly drafted that it could be read to, in fact, overturn wilderness designations, wild and scenic river designations, and other sorts of protective allocations of land that exist in southern Oregon. And so while this is a rather small issue in terms of its effect in Oregon, I think the problem that we see is that the language is so broad that it could be used in other landscapes in other states to have the same effect. And I think that the American public has been overwhelmingly clear that it values its national monuments, national parks, wilderness areas, and that we want to see those areas remain protected as they are.
Well, thank you so much for joining me, Susan Jane Brown.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.